This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega.
TikTok could soon have a U.S. media partner. ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, has chosen the American tech company Oracle for the role. The move comes after the Trump administration signed two executive orders aimed at forcing ByteDance to sell TikTok's U.S. business over what the president says are national security concerns. But the deal isn't done yet. It still needs to be reviewed by the U.S. government. Here's what President Trump had to say yesterday.
No, I'm not prepared to sign off on anything. I have to see the deal. We need security, especially after what we've seen with respect to China and what's going on. We want security, so I'll let you know.
Cristiano Lima is a technology reporter at Politico, and he talked to me earlier this week about what we need to know about the deal and its implications for user privacy. But first, I asked him to explain exactly what Oracle does.
They're one of the biggest tech companies out there, but certainly under the radar, particularly in Washington. So they do a lot of cloud computing services. They provide supply chain tools, data management. Certainly not the things that most people associate with tech when they think of Facebook, the social media companies, but definitely a major power player in the industry that provides a lot of indispensable services for lots of businesses.
So they're not really a front-facing technology company that we think about when we think about like what tech companies we know off the top of our heads. Why would Oracle be interested in buying or partnering with TikTok?
That's what makes this such an interesting move for them. A lot of the tech companies that we've seen come under intense scrutiny in Washington have been the public-facing ones, the Facebooks, the Googles, the Twitters of the world. And this would be Oracle really stepping into potentially a lot of that scrutiny by taking a potential stake, a partnership role in TikTok, which has faced its own political headwinds in Washington, not only on these national security issues that are getting so much attention now, but also along the lines of privacy and content moderation issues. But it is a company that has seen its user base really expand this year in 2020 with a lot of people staying at home on their apps, scrolling through the popular videos. And so it certainly was a very appetizing company for a lot of its suitors that were pursuing the company. And it's a chance for Oracle to really sort of step up its profile.
So can you tell us a little bit about what they actually are going to do? I mean, what is the deal?
So the specifics of it have not been announced. We're still waiting on the review process as well that the federal government is undergoing. What we do know, TikTok and Oracle confirmed this week that they've agreed on a deal that would make Oracle a technology partner to TikTok in the U.S. Now, this is in response to the Trump administration's actions in August. They had signed two executive orders, basically trying to pressure TikTok's parent company, which is ByteDance, a Chinese-owned tech giant, to sell off the company because of fears around that Chinese government officials could harvest American user data off the app. So the deal now, while the specifics are unclear, there have been several news reports suggesting that ByteDance is likely to retain a majority stake in TikTok, and Oracle would have a minority stake in the company. And so that still raises a lot of questions about how exactly it's going to address the security issues that we've heard from the Trump administration and officials on both sides of the political aisle.
You just mentioned that President Trump has been going after TikTok for a couple of months now. Where does this stand with the Trump administration? Are they going to examine this deal a little more quickly or a little further? Or where does Trump stand right now with this?
So it's currently under review to look at these national security implications that we've talked about. The president, at least publicly, he has not said whether he believes the deal will be approved, but he just yesterday praised the company, Oracle, which he has sort of close ties with. Several of its executives have openly embraced the president, and he has done the same in return. So he said yesterday that he expects a decision to come out very soon. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin earlier this week had said that the administration is reviewing it this week. There is somewhat of a deadline this Sunday. One of the executive orders, the deadlines for TikTok to cease its operations in the U.S., it hits this weekend. So it's possible that they will try to complete it before then. But it's also possible that we'll see this complicated review process over this deal, that the details of which are still very murky, might drag on beyond that.
There has been, I mean, part of the reason people say that President Trump has been going after TikTok is because it's a Chinese-owned company, at least. What role have trade tensions between the U.S. and China played in this deal?
Right. So this is certainly the latest chapter, the latest saga in the ongoing trade dispute, something that really bogged down the talks over the potential sale or partnership of TikTok with an American company was after Trump had signed his executive orders, trying to get this very profitable and popular Chinese tech company into the hands of an American company. China sort of pushed back, and they are seeking to make it so that certain parts of the deal would require their government approval as well. So clearly this is also a part of the global tit for tat that we've seen between these two major power centers. And it also fits into some broader debates about the technology space, because American technology industry has been very profitable, obviously very successful. And TikTok is seen as sort of one of the biggest rivals to Facebook and Google and YouTube. And so this fits into that because it would be giving an American company a stake in one of China's darlings in the tech space.
And there, of course, are privacy concerns with TikTok, at least according to the president. Are those concerns real? And would the deal, I guess, with Oracle, or would the partnership with Oracle sort of relax some of those concerns right now?
Yeah, so that's the big question. And one of the biggest things to look for in this is how the data storage and how TikTok will be able to wall off its data from that of its parent company in this deal, potentially. That's something that a lot of lawmakers on Capitol has said needs to be a big piece of this deal, because the concern is, as long as ByteDance has some control over TikTok, there's the possibility that Chinese government officials might seek to use that to gain access to some of this valuable American consumer data. So certainly officials in the administration, lawmakers, will be looking to see how is this deal going to impact that? How will it wall off ByteDance and potentially Chinese government officials from getting access to that information? So that'll be a key piece of this deal that's still being ironed out.
Christiana, where do things go from here? I mean, TikTok is not in danger of being shut down right now anymore, is it?
Well, so the president had set two different executive orders that had deadlines that sought to push the company basically out of business in the country. Clearly, this deal is seeking to appease that to avoid that scenario, while not perhaps taking as drastic a step as having ByteDance sell off TikTok entirely. But it's unclear whether that's really going to satisfy the Trump administration. We've already seen some Republican senators say that the proposed deal, as it's been reported, does not go far enough, that there needs to be more. One particular Trump ally has called for the administration already to reject this deal and say that ByteDance needs to pursue fully selling off TikTok in the U.S. to an American company. So we'll have to see if Trump and the administration thinks that it goes far enough or not.
Well, we'll be watching, both literally watching TikTok and watching this story as well. Cristiano Lima is a technology reporter at Politico. Cristiano, thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.